Gaylord, online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today's show here on this Wednesday, September 24th. I've got a email going out to Dr. Eastman, as well as his publicist, of yesterday's interview. President Donald Trump's attorney, Dr. John Eastman, on Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Click on the link below to listen, and then please share. One of the things that I can do as a result of this show is do podcasts of these interviews. The recording is automatically made and posted on our server as podcast on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. All you have to do is click on podcasts, and you can listen on demand anytime. The only thing you need to know is the day and the hour segment for what you're looking for. So, for example, Dr. John Eastman was on yesterday, 2025, September 23rd, Hour 3, Segment 1. So if you guys want to do that, you can do it as well as these candidates, these people running for office or people that have legal defense battles going on like Dr. Eastman does, or he's promoting his movie, The Dilemma, Lawfare or Justice. Now, one of the things you have to understand that this is a process that we are going to use throughout the rest of this year, heading into 2026, the election year. So we're forwarding this to his publicist right now, and we are looking forward to this being shared across the state of Michigan. Now, one of the things that, of course, we want to do is get this information out as to as many people as possible. This information, we feel, is critical in coming up with the process for them to share information and to be able to get this information in as many hands as possible. The main reason why we offer this as a service of the show is because we want people to be informed and engaged, absolutely engaged, so that they can be a part of the process next year where they're voting for the right people after listening to them being on the show and also being able to get in touch with these candidates, because almost every interview they include the websites. I have already had a few people text me AF or Anthony Ferlini. And we'll send you the information about his announced candidacy for Secretary of State. Now, one of the things that the process requires is that people are made aware of the show's website as well as the podcast where you can listen on demand. where you can search for particular interviews. But again, you need to know the date and you need to know the hour. So since I'm emailing this out, since I'm texting this information out to folks, very simple for me to create the text message Eastman to provide a link to his legal defense fund as well as the movie. So this is how this is going to work. I just want to make sure you guys are aware of it. And these candidates, as they come on and do these interviews, we send them the podcast. It's stored in my phone. So all you have to do is ask me for them and I can get them to you guys. Now, wrapping up another story that caught my eye. A suspended Michigan State police trooper sued the department, as well as its top officers and high-ranking officers, alleging that she was subjected to sexual harassment and sued also for retaliation. Trooper Megan Morick, who has been suspended with pay, alleged that when she first joined the Michigan State Police back in 2016, that she was placed at the Lakeview Post, forcing her to arrange separate housing from her then husband, as the post was nearly 2 hours away from their Marshall home. Morick alleges that male troopers at the Lakeview Post watched pornography while on duty, made lewd comments and jokes about her and female colleagues, and even placed condoms in her backpack. Shannon Banner, Director of Communications Outreach Division for the Michigan State Police, said that the department will not address any pending litigation lawsuit. But I will add that I can say, as an employer, the Michigan State Police is committing to fostering a work environment free from all forms of harassment or discrimination. We do not tolerate, condone, or allow harassment or discrimination by our members. Well, the lawsuit filed in the U.S. District 6 Western District Court, U.S. District Court, Western District, also alleges that her post assignment was with a field training officer who was known as being a sexual harasser. And that led to a coerced sexual relationship and the failure of her marriage. From the beginning, Michigan State Police set Trooper Morick up for failure, as posted in the lawsuit by her East Lansing attorney, Elizabeth Arbenor. In the complaint, Trooper Trevin Antcliffe began sexually harassing the trooper almost immediately. He repeatedly propositioned her for dates as well as sex, knowing that she was living almost 2 hours away from her husband. Eventually, she felt powerless to continue resisting the advances of her immediate supervisor, who was also vital in determining whether or not she was permitted to make past probationary status as an employee. Basically, put her through a probation period and then forced her to have sex with him in order to approve her promotion. So she again agreed to begin a sexual relationship with him. Morick alleges she filed a sexual assault, harassment, and discrimination complaint in February of 2020 about the behavior of her colleagues, but she felt unsafe to report Ancliffe's behavior and did not do that until April of 23, after ending the relation and getting the promotion. According to the lawsuit, Michigan State Police fired Morick first in August of 2021 when she pleaded no contest to assault and battery arising from her drunken behavior while attending a Michigan State Police Troopers Association event in Traverse City, Michigan, October of 2020. In exchange for Morick's plea, the prosecution dismissed the two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct charges that allege she grabbed fellow male officers by the genitals. She was given a 30-day jail sentence. Well, Morick's lawsuit describes the incidents of horseplay of the exact same type that her male colleagues frequently engaged against her. She basically was just giving it back to the boys, said her attorney. Arbitrator in the incident concluded that discipline was appropriate, but termination was too severe. The arbitrator recommended progressive discipline. The case was then appealed to the Michigan Supreme Court, who denied listening to the case for appeal. The second firing occurred in February 25 after Morick was accused of violating a department policy and law by perjuring herself while testifying under oath in a divorce proceeding involving Antcliffe prior to December of that year. What the judge ruling was, your display of unethical behavior is unbecoming and contrary to the high standards of law enforcement. However, an arbiter reversed that decision, concluding that it was not clear whether Morick knowingly provided false testimony and that the Michigan State Police acted within legal terms for prejudice or hostility. Well, Antcliffe is not named as a defendant in the lawsuit, which names Colonel James F. Grady, as well as Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe, as well as 10 lieutenants, 4 captains, 2 sergeants, and a human resource inspector. They are all listed as the defendants. So, kind of an interesting lawsuit going on within the Michigan State Police organization. Again, run by Governor Gretchen Whitmer's designated leaders for the Michigan State Police Department. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Michigan Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel shares very little in common with Republican Utah Governor Spencer Cox, but they both have described social media as a cancer on the country's political scene. I'm going to say it, absolutely. Dana Nessel said, when Governor Cox first used the term following the death of conservative Republican Charlie Kirk in his state. However, Nessel does not stop there. As she reflects on current generations of social media MAGA users who says, she says, have never experienced life without it. She goes on after platforms that are using tactics, and she asserts to keep young folks coming back for even more. Well, in my opinion, you should not have allowed these algorithms that continually feed this type of content over and over again that make young people upset or angry in order to stay online. Nessel said that this helps stir some of the country's political violence. As a result of that, she fears citizens are even deciding not to run for office. And in her journeys around the state, she reports that she's heard firsthand potential Board of Education candidates. There's lots of people out there who just don't want to serve anymore because it has a direct impact on their families. She also worries her is, excuse me, what worries her the most is the attitude of younger citizens, many of whom she believes have come to accept political violence as being normal, byproduct of the social media system. On top of that, she also reports that segments of the law enforcement have said that office holders just have to accept this as now part of our society, and she doesn't accept it. The second term attorney general can speak to this political violence issue based on her own personal experiences while in office. Well, there's a fine line between First Amendment rights, where you have freedom of speech, but you also have freedom of press. And what is being viewed now, social media, where you can express your thoughts and publish it in a readable manner via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of these various social media platforms. But there has to be a line drawn where your posts call for violence, or maybe even to the point where you continually call somebody a Nazi, equate them to being Hitler, calling for fight, fight, fight. And I've heard this on both sides. The Democrats in Washington use it. Donald Trump used it after being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. Even at Charlie Kirk's recent life celebration this past Sunday, one of the speakers said it. We have to fight, fight, fight. Well, unfortunately, you have some mentally ill people out there that when they hear fight, 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 to them, that means pick up a firearm and shoot somebody. That's not the intent, but unfortunately, that's how some people interpret that type of rhetoric. But where does social media draw the line? You have the right to say what you want, publish what you want on your social media platforms? Or are you now inciting violence? Never, ever, ever, folks, when you use social media, do not incite violence. Now, on the radio, I call certain Democrats communists, social progressives, based on their policies, their platforms, the things that they post themselves on their own social media. Very clear and obvious, they have a communist social progressive agenda. They're not just Democrats. So just be careful. We've got to tone it down where anything we post does not incite violence. That's all I'm saying. Somewhat agree with Dana Nessel as well as Utah Governor Spencer Cox. So just to wrap up today's show, again, we have lots of text messages available. Liberty Mountain is LM. Eastman for Dr. John Eastman's Legal Defense Fund and movie. And HE for the upcoming Homestead Expo. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corruption.